Welcome to the Positively You podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Larson, and I'm passionate about helping you shift the way you think so you can create a life you're absolutely obsessed with. Each week, I'll be bringing you a guest or a thought that's going to help you feel more optimistic and equipped to take real action. Get ready to push past limiting beliefs, ditch that negativity, and start showing up as the best and most positive version of you. Girl, let's do this. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Positively You podcast. As always, I'm so thrilled to be here and to be sharing with you. And before we get started, something that I wanted to share is the vibe that I hope that you get here. I never want to feel like I'm talking at you. I want to feel like I'm talking with you. And I realize that that can be a little bit hard to do when this isn't a two-way conversation when it's being recorded. It's definitely one way. But I really do set the intention before I get started. I literally do visualize you. I call you in and I try to really talk as though we are together and we are having a conversation. So that's the vibe I want. I'm not talking at you. I'm not telling you what to do. It's a friend to friend kind of thing of this is working for me. What's working for you? This is where I'm struggling. Where are you struggling? And we just get to share. And together, as we build this positive community with me and with you and you inviting in your friends and people that you know could get something from this, we'll grow this amazing community together. So just wanted to get that said first before we dive in. Today's topic is a topic that hits close to home for me and for many of you moms out there. And that is the idea and the topic of creating a morning routine. Before you roll your eyes, because I know you've heard it before, creating a morning routine is so important. It's imperative. We have to take this time for ourselves. If our morning starts out rushed and chaotic, that sets the tone for the rest of the day, right? We've heard this before. But as a mom myself, I understand the struggles of creating a morning routine. We are bombarded with the advice to wake up earlier, right? That's probably the number one thing we've heard is you have to wake up earlier. Seize the day before your kids wake up. You need to set the tone for a productive day. Let's be real for just a second. With little ones in the house or even tweens and teens, we are lucky if we are getting the sleep that we need or even getting close to it. Especially if you've got little ones who are disrupting that sleep during the night, the idea of waking up even earlier, I'll be honest, I used to completely resent those suggestions and even get mad. So if you are like, okay, I know I want to create a morning routine. I know it's important. I would love to not feel flustered and already 10 steps behind when my day starts. I've got an idea for you. And if the idea of sacrificing sleep to cram in a lengthy and super detailed morning routine is daunting, that's not what we're doing here today. We are going to give you a morning routine that doesn't demand that you sacrifice sleep, that doesn't demand that you wake up incredibly early, that doesn't demand a lot of willpower and planning ahead of time. This is a simple approach that starts small, which should not surprise anyone if you're a listener of the podcast, and really is a complete game changer. I have been using this strategy now for months and months and months, and it has made an incredible difference in my mornings, in my day, and honestly, in my kids' mornings as well. So you can savor those last few minutes in bed while still incorporating wellness, mindfulness, intentionality, and giving yourself a morning win. So the first thing that started was a mindset shift. I really had to drop off all of the preconceived things I had about a morning routine. I kind of actually had to go away from Pinterest and from Google, because when I went to Google and typed in mindful morning routine for moms or easy morning routine for moms, honestly, the very first thing that popped up said productive at 5 a.m. And I thought to myself, I don't want to be productive at 5 a.m. That was the first one. There was also 22 million results when you type in mindful morning routine for moms. And it just felt like so much noise. It was all of these detailed things, 10 different things to do, all of these ways to create these amazing mindful mornings, which there was a lot of good there. But I kind of had to throw it all away for a minute. And I really did have to shift my morning mindset. I desired a calmer, more intentional start to my day, but those elaborate ones were overwhelming. So if that's where you are at too, we're going to go and scale it way back. And we're going to start with the smallest step, and we're going to focus on tiny wins to build momentum, which is what I'm all about. Now, the first thing that I wanted to do was incorporate meditation and mindfulness in my mornings. That has become my anchor. And I only need, honestly, I probably could do it with 3 minutes if I really wanted to. My typical amount of time is 7 to 15 minutes. So you really don't have to get up any earlier than you've already been getting up. And I use two things that you might not think. I use my phone, which if you follow a lot, if you've Googled a lot about morning routines or how to be more intentional, a lot of it is like, don't pick up your phone. Don't have your phone first thing. Don't worry, we're being very intentional with it. So my phone and my AirPods. These are the two things that are turning me into a morning person and helping me have more productive mornings. So I have dubbed this the snooze button strategy. Contrary to other advice you will find, see, we're breaking all of the rules here. We're using technology, we're hitting our phones first thing, we're hitting snooze. I promise this is good advice. It's working really, really well for me. So the snooze button strategy. I have embraced this. So I set my alarm a couple of minutes earlier. I am up now, probably almost 45 minutes earlier than I was waking up prior to starting this technique or this strategy. But I started with literally 10 minutes. So my alarm was going off at like 7:05 before I hit it at 6:55 for my when I was starting this. So just a couple of minutes. It's not saying you need to wake up hours and hours and hours ahead of time. So you just need to set your alarm for about 7 to 15 minutes earlier to give yourself that amount of time. Now, as you're setting your alarm at night, you're also going to pull up a meditation. I use the app Insight Timer. You can just get it on the App Store on Apple. I'm sure it's on Google too, or whatever meditation you want to pull up. You could pull it up on YouTube, whatever. I get it ready to go, completely ready to go. I find one for in between 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 at the max. I get it ready to go. I even push play and then push pause again really quickly so that when my alarm goes off, it's honestly like the first thing that pops up on my phone. So in the morning, my alarm goes off. I roll over and I push snooze. Then I grab my AirPods or whatever headphones you want. Those are what I use. And I pop them into my ears and I hit play. And I lay back down in my bed. And my meditation starts. And I get to lay there and I'll slowly start breathing in, breathing out, following their instructions, doing whatever little mindfulness thing that they are talking about in the meditation that I have picked. And I do a different one every single day. I get to play around. Some I like, some I don't. It's been a lot of fun. Then, when that meditation goes off, my snooze alarm will usually go off again. And at that point, sometimes I will just turn on a playlist, a morning playlist that I have, and keep my headphones in as I roll out of bed. And when I first got started, that was when I would go wake my kids up because I only was giving myself an extra 10 minutes to start doing this. So I wasn't getting up any earlier. I wasn't doing all of these elaborate things for a morning routine, but I was getting 5 minutes, 10 minutes of mindfulness. Of breathing, of slowly and easily waking myself up. And then I would head and wake up my kids. And that has been the baseline for this morning routine. So instead of aiming for this complex morning routine, I made just this simple goal of I want to get meditation done in the morning before I wake up or before I get going for the day. This mindset shift has allowed me to celebrate consistency and flexibility rather than perfection and rather than a lot of things. When I think of my ideal morning, it is long and detailed and beautiful, and I love it, right? It's waking up slowly, it's getting myself maybe a coffee or a tea in the morning and having soft music playing and watching the sunrise and doing a beautiful yoga flow and then maybe going out for a walk and journaling a little bit and then reading and all of these beautiful things. But that becomes hours and hours and it becomes a lot. And if I were to have that be my goal and I miss one, I'm going to feel like I'm failing. Whereas if we start very, very small, we can win every single day. And then we can build on that. And then even then, if you have a day where you're like, oh my gosh, I can only do the bare minimum, it's not the bare minimum. That's your baseline. And having baseline goals and habits is incredibly motivating and helpful. I have found for myself, the smaller I can make my baseline goal, the more successful and the more consistent I am, and the more I'm actually able to add in. I started this idea of a baseline goal way back when I started the habit of making my bed, where I wanted to feel more put together. I wanted to feel like I had my shit together, honestly, and have a clean house and be doing all the things. And I felt really, really overwhelmed with it. So it was make my bed. And that's the baseline. My bed gets made every single day. Does the rest of my house sometimes get cleaned? Sometimes it does. Sometimes it's a full productive day, but that is where the baseline is. So having that baseline, this is where this has been so helpful with my mornings, with just this simple, simple baseline of 5 minutes of meditation before I get up. Now, over time, you can expand this routine. You can gradually add things in. I have started to do that. I will get up now, usually head downstairs, and I've started doing a 5 minute journal. Or I will just go sit outside and journal out there and feel the air because it's spring. Thank the heavens. Today, I went for a 5 minute walk just up the street and back down, and then came back in and went and woke up my kids. The other thing that I have started to do is incorporating this for my kids as well and waking them up in a more calm and more gentle fashion than the shaking them awake and telling them that if they don't get up out of bed and get going, we're going to be late, because that's not fun, right? We don't want them to feel 10 steps behind either. So I've extended this approach to them where I will then turn on peaceful morning music and have it just in my pocket or in my hand as I go to wake them up. And I'll walk in and the music will just be playing and I'll open their blinds and tell them good morning, walk out, go to the next room, open the blinds, tell them good morning, all the while this music is playing. And it's just a much more peaceful way for them to come back to consciousness too and to get their mornings going. And it's really been a game changer for us. So the power of music, the power of meditation, and just simple, simple intention can absolutely transform your mornings. And over time, you can add on to those. I have a feeling that, I mean, who knows, by this time next year, maybe my morning routine will be a full hour and a half before they get up, because I've slowly made myself, or I've slowly created this intentional habit for myself. And it's going to be fun to kind of explore and test and pivot and see what things work and drop off the things that don't. That's what's so fun about this. I never preach, this is the one size fits all. This is the things you do. But giving yourself that baseline, here's an easy way to do it. You literally don't have to wake up earlier. You literally don't have to get out of bed. You have to intentionally make something ready the night before and set your alarm and put your headphones in. That's the most you have to do. So if finding an ideal morning routine for you is something that is on your to-do list or that you want to do, I give this one a try. Give this mindfulness with your headphones and pushing snooze in the morning a try. It's about just discovering what works best for you. So for me, embracing my AirPods and embracing the snooze button has fully transformed my mornings from chaotic to calm. So remember, it's okay to start small. It's okay to build gradually, whether you are a seasoned morning person or just beginning your journey. I just encourage you to explore what brings you joy and what brings you peace in the mornings. So if you have a morning routine that you love, I want to know, how do you kickstart your mornings? Come over and share on Instagram. You can DM me or leave a comment on one of our posts about this episode. And let's inspire each other to greet each day with positivity and intentionality. So until next time, rise and shine. Have a great week. Thank you for hanging out with me again today. I'm so glad you pressed play. If you want to take a quick second to share this episode with someone you think would love it too, that would be amazing. If you're loving the show, make sure you go and leave a review on iTunes. Reviews are like magic for podcasts, and your review will help get this show into the ears of more amazing women just like you. And come find me over on Instagram. I'm there at positively.jessie, and I cannot wait to hang out with you some more. So until next time, have an amazing week.